Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
قالوا أجئتنا لتافكنا عن آلهتنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
They said, have you come to turn us away from our gods? Then bring us that which you threaten us if you are one of the truthful. Now they challenged him. They told him, bring us the punishment if you are telling the truth. And they were arrogant and proud because of their strength and their power and their so-called civilization. By the way, we're using this word civilization just because it's commonly used, but we're not using it in the positive sense of the word, because always this word is used, or most of the time it's used to refer to jahiliyyah. It is used to refer to ignorance. Nations that disbelieved in Allah. And the only reason why they are looked up at is because of their materialistic achievements. They thought that this civilization of theirs, and this wealth of theirs, and this strength will save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that trait, we see that trend, similar in all strong and powerful civilizations that disbelieve in Allah. The great empire, Great Britain, when they constructed a ship that was the biggest and the most powerful in the world, they thought that they can conquer the sea. And they named it the Titanic. Look at the name they chose, the Titanic. And they thought that they can challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whenever you try to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will happen? This Titanic, this ship that is supposed to conquer the sea and is supposed to be the most powerful and greatest achievement of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sank it on its first trip. And then the next civilization and powerful nation of the world, the United States, when they were building their spacecraft that will challenge the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they called it the Challenger, to challenge the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew it up. But nobody learns the lessons. And the people of Ad thought that their power and strength can avail them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for Ad, they were arrogant in the land without right, and they said, who is mightier than us in strength? Who is stronger than us? Who are you threatening us with? Hud. Who are you threatening us with? You say that Allah can do anything against us? Do whatever you want. Man ashaddu minna quwwa. Who is more powerful than us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. See they not that Allah, who created them, was mightier in strength than them? And they used to deny our ayat. Don't they realize, don't they understand that Allah, the one who created them, is mightier than them? Allah is the one who created them. Whatever strength they had is created by Allah. So Hud, at that point, made dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Hud is saying,
قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ.
He said, oh my Lord, help me because they denied me. And the dua of Hud reached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ عَمَّا قَلِيلٍ لَيُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ. And Allah said, in a little while, they are sure to be regretful. In a little while, they will be regretful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was taking the people of Ad through a test to remind them. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them chances. So Allah did not bring the punishment at once. Allah has made them go through a period of drought to remind them with their weakness as human beings, so that they may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and repentance. So they went through a period of drought. They were receiving no rain. Their crops were dry, and they were going through this difficult time. But that wasn't sufficient to turn their attention to the truth and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So now Hud made the dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua. Clouds started approaching in the horizon. Dark clouds. And there is a story that is mentioned that they went to Al-Kaaba to ask Allah for rain. And then they hear the voice that told them, choose whichever cloud you want, the red or the white or the black. They said, we want the black cloud. Anyway, so these clouds were approaching their nation. And they saw these clouds in the horizon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا.
Then when they saw it as dense cloud coming towards their valleys, they said, this is a cloud bringing us rain. Because this was very dark, and a dark cloud means what? A lot of rain. So they were looking forward and happy and pleased that we are finally receiving rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Nay, but it is a torment which you were asking for. This is the torment you were asking for, a wind wherein is a painful torment. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. Destroying everything by the command of its Lord. They thought it was rain. It was the punishment of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would see clouds approaching Medina, his face would change. You can see that he's worried. And Aisha would notice that. And she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she said, oh Rasulullah, when people see the clouds, they're happy. Especially in Arabia, because they don't receive a lot of rain. When people see the clouds coming, they're happy. They're very pleased. So Aisha said, when people see the clouds approaching, they're happy. But you look anxious. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because a nation before us saw these clouds and thought that they had mercy. They didn't know that it had the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the fear in his heart. And we, unfortunately, in the world today in general, are exactly like the people of Ad. Exactly. When the earthquake, you know, the earthquake that happened a few weeks ago, and we felt it here in San Diego. The next day, I watched some of the interviews they made with people. They brought this lady. This lady said it was cool. Another guy said it was fun. Somebody else said it was an adventure. Others said it was interesting. Subhanallah, Allah is sending you these as a reminder. Allah is sending you these ayat as a reminder. And you're saying that they're cool and fun and interesting and an adventure? Look at the state of the hearts of people. Exactly like the people of Ad. Because they are keeping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of the equation. And that is the situation of the people today. They only think in terms of natural phenomena and natural laws as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not exist. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
So we sent upon them furious wind in days of evil omen for them. رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا. Sarsar is explained as cold, severely cold, and very ringing and loud voice, and very furious. This is the wind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them. The closest thing that we have today similar to that is what? The tornado. Because the tornado, if you have seen it, is very fast wind, and it has a very loud voice. I mean, if you saw it on TV, it has an unbelievably loud sound. And it could be very cold. في أيام النحسات, in evil omen days on them. Tornadoes, it starts as a funnel in the cloud. And then it makes a touchdown. And it starts moving. And it would stay in one place only for a few minutes. And then it would keep on moving. It doesn't stay for long in the same place. Just a few minutes and it keeps on moving. But it's leaving behind it a trail of destruction. In those few moments, in those few minutes, it destroys everything that it passes over. It just rolls over everything and destroys it. And we've seen that in a few minutes, a tornado can make a touchdown and travel for a few miles and destroy everything. This wind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on the people of Ad, Allah besieged them. So imagine a tornado coming down and besieging the whole nation, surrounding it from every side. And it did not stay there for a few minutes, but it stayed there, slamming them for 7 nights and 8 days. Imagine a tornado besieging the whole nation of Ad, surrounding them from every side. And this wind is violently turning with high speed, slamming their bodies against walls and against trees and against their homes and destroying everything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them under that siege for 8 days and 7 nights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Husuma. Husuma means continuously without giving them a break. Giving them no break, no chance to even breathe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا.
And as for Ad, they were destroyed with a furious, violent wind, which Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, with persistence and giving them no break. That's the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shadidul iqab. His punishment is severe. It is serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزِّي فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى وَهُمْ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Allah says that we might give them a taste of disgracing torment in this present world, but surely the torment of the hereafter will be more disgracing and they will never be helped. This is the punishment of this world, but the punishment of the akhirah is even more severe. What was the result? When the dust settled down and you walk in to the nation of Ad, what do you see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that you could see men lying overthrown as if they were hollow trunks of palm trees. These were very tall men. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are like palm trees that are knocked down, upside down, lying dead. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us this question. And this would go back to what I said before. If Allah did not tell us about the people of Ad and where the people of Ad lived, we wouldn't have known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ.
Do you see any remnants of the people of Ad? We have remnants from the people of Fir'aun, Al-Ahram, Al-Awtad, the pyramids. We have remnants from Thamud, Diyar Thamud, the dwellings of Thamud. We have remnants from the Greek Empire. We have remnants from the Roman Empire. But from the Empire of Ad, we have nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroyed them because they were the most powerful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely erased them from the face of the earth. And now it is a land called Al-Ahqaf, sand dunes. You don't even see nothing. Nobody even lives there. It's a desert now in Hadramaut, known Al-Ahqaf. It's a desert, empty. This is the nation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iram ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. Iram, the land of pillars, which no other land was similar to. Nothing remained. They were destroyed completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Hud.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا هُودًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. وَتِلْكَ عَادٌ جَحَدُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَصَوْا رُسُلَهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ كُلِّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا لهم ألا بعدا لعاد قوم هود.
Allah says, and when our commandment came, we saved Hud and those who believed with him by a mercy from us. And we saved them from a severe torment. Such were Ad. They rejected the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeyed his messengers and followed the command of every proud obstinate. And they were pursued by a curse in this world. And on the day of resurrection, no doubt, verily Ad disbelieved in their Lord. So away with Ad, the people of Hud. Their wealth didn't help them. Their power didn't do them any good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroyed them. Destroyed them completely. And whoever follows the tracks of Ad, the same thing will happen to them. And I would like to close with this saying of Sayyidina Abu Darda. Sayyidina Abu Darda was in Damascus, the capital of the Islamic Khilafah at the time. And he saw the extravagance of the Muslim Ummah. The Muslims were so wealthy at that time. And the lifestyle of the Muslims was changing. Now they had so much wealth, so their lifestyle was changing. Abu Darda was on the strict ways that he was living on in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not change and he did not want the people to change. So he stood up in Damascus and he said, Ya Ahla Dimashq, Ya Ahla Dimashq, Ala tastahyun, تجمعون ما لا تأكلون وتبنون ما لا تسكنون وتأملون ما لا تطيلون وإن من كان قبلكم كانوا يجمعون فيوعون ويبنون فيوثقون ويأملون فيطيلون فأصبح جمعهم بورا ومساكنهم قبورا وآمالهم غرورا ألا إن عادا ملكت ما بين عدن وعمان خيلا وركبانا فمن يشتري مني ميراث عاد بدرهمين. Abu Darda said, O people of Damascus, O people of Damascus, don't you have any shame? You are gathering wealth that you will not use. And you are building palaces which you will not live in. And you are expecting to live longer than your life. And the people before you, they used to gather and use what they gathered. And they used to build and they would build better than you. And they used to live longer than your life. But then, whatever they gathered did not do them any good. And their palaces became their graveyards. And their desires were false. And remember that the people of Ad had an army that extends from Adan up to Oman. Who will buy from me the remnants of Ad with 2 dirhams? Who's gonna buy from me the inheritance of Ad with 2 dirhams? They left nothing. This huge nation, if you would put it in the auction to sell it, it will not even fetch $1 for you. There's nothing left. So we need to remember that whatever we see around us will not do us any good. And if we disbelieve in Allah and the ayat of Allah, and disbelieve in the messenger of Allah like Ad did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will include us in severe punishment. And if we stick to the truth that we have with us now, and we keep away from the ways of the non-believers, and have our unique identity, and we are proud with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes the non-believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would save the ones who believed in Him.